Presidente.
It's Guillermo Lasso's do-or-die moment. On Tuesday, the opposition-controlled legislature starts the impeachment process against the conservative president, bringing to a boil a long-simmering political crisis. The opposition believes it has the supermajority of 92 out of 137 votes required to remove the former banker as president. His administration has been besieged by scandals, deteriorating economic conditions, and a tide of drug-related killings. Ecuadorians on the streets are as divided as ever.
I think he should go in a democratic and legal way. The Congress is representing the will of the people. This government has only destroyed our health and education systems.
Lasso should finish his term. The people, 18 million Ecuadorians, voted and he won a majority. We should let him finish his work.
Lasso is accused of corruption related to the embezzlement of funds in contracts signed with a state oil transfer company. His supporters deny the charges, describing them as politically motivated.
This would be nothing short of a parliamentarian coup. They're trying to remove him with strained, far-fetched evidence. Remember that this contract was signed in 2018 by the previous government. Investigators have found no penal responsibility, so there can't be a political one.
The leading impeachment congresswoman says that this is just one of a series of corruption allegations surrounding the president's inner circle, and it has become a referendum on his government.
This is no coup. We're not trying to destabilize the country. It responds to a demand by citizens, a desperate clamor for a constitutional solution to a problem called Guillermo Lasso. The polls show that after the issue of security, the biggest problem for Ecuadorians is Lasso as president.
Lasso said he will appear before Congress to defend himself.
But he also vowed to dissolve Congress and call for early elections against the impeachment vote, triggering a peculiar constitutional clause known as mutual debt that has never been used before.
If that is triggered, Lasso will remain in office for another 6 months, governing by decree. But analysts fear it could spark further protest, similar to those last year, over the rising costs of living. And further instability would rock a country already adrift. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera, Quito.